This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 73 on a stormy Monday, August 20th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and as with me is our my rather glum co-host, Johnny. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi.
Yeah, we had very different days at work today. Johnny had a glum day because they laid off one of his coworkers, and that's bad in two reasons, because he was a nice guy. Heck of a fella. From Cincinnati. Reds fan. Gotta like that. And, but then also, when your company is resorting to laying off people, that's never says good things for the future.
It's unsettling. That's all.
Yeah.
It could end up being nothing. You never know. All companies go through ups and downs, but it's still not a happy time.
No. And I imagine it's not much of a bright side for me to say, to point out that he had 2 months seniority on you, and now you don't have that.
It's 1 month.
1 month seniority on you? He had 1 month seniority on you, and now you have the most seniority of anyone
and
at your level.
He was also looking for jobs in Cincinnati, yeah. So really the lesson to be learned there is don't let your current company know that you're looking for jobs.
That's an important lesson, kids. And one that I've learned the hard way myself. If you're looking for another job, that's fine. Just keep it to yourself until you have it in the bag.
Yeah.
And there's wonderful stories about people who have wonderfully supportive bosses, and they're like, I'm going to have to find something else. And their bosses are like, okay, do whatever you got to do. Yeah, but not most of the time. Most of the time, you're going to get fired. Anyway, on the other hand, my day was completely different because we had all the people around me moved. So, whereas previously I'd been sitting in the middle of QA, and I'm now sitting in the middle of customer service, is a completely different ambiance to my day. Kind of a hyperkinetic one, kind of a bouncy one. So, yeah, we come into this episode of the Red Hot Broadcast having a pretty different perspective,
I just feel like there's an old episode of Friends where Rachel was dating a guy who, well, he was played by David Schwimmer as well.
Yeah. I was
disappointed.
His
name was
by that.
Russ. He was just like Ross. And he goes, he always was like Eeyore or something.
I was disappointed that they had David Schwimmer play that role. I thought they surely could have found someone who looked sort of like him. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, well, maybe it was cheaper. One actor instead of two.
I suppose so, especially if they were going to have to pay his doppelganger $1 million an episode. So as we record this, the Reds are getting their asses handed to them by the Braves. But now it's, what, 14-4?
Woot!
Because someone just came
in
the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, outfielder made
an error. It took an error to get the Reds within 11 runs.
The Braves outfielder made took a terrible route on this fly ball by Hamilton.
So what the heck? What the heck happened with this game?
Well, Phil Dumontrait started.
Yeah, he has not
been
scintillating.
With an emphasis on the doom, because, I don't know, it's like it feels like he's started 8 games and has pitched all of 4 innings or something. It's been pretty bad.
That's exaggerating, but no, you're right. He's not been scintillating. He's not been awesome. And what about that Guardado, huh? Also not awesome?
Whatever, he's better than Stanton.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's not, actually, but at least he has an excuse.
But you know what? Everything's going to change now because the Reds have traded Jeff Conine.
Wait. What's today?
August 20th?
Are you sure it's not July 31st?
You know, as far as Wayne Krivsky is concerned, the non-waiver trade deadline is just another day.
As far as Wayne Krivsky is concerned, baseball doesn't even exist. Might as well be in another dimension.
Well, you know, it's sort of funny because you thought it was strange that he managed to trade Conine but not Hatteberg. Because really, Hatteberg has had a fantastic year. And as you pointed out, Hatteberg is left-handed.
Left-handed, just like...
Whereas Votto, also
Votto,
left-handed.
With like 20 zillion home runs down in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Whom hopefully we'll be seeing come up, but The thing is that that you know they don't have to play both Hatterberg and Votto, and they didn't have to play both Conine and Votto. You know, they could get rid of both of those guys and just have one first baseman like
what?
a regular team.
No, every position takes two players,
except for catcher, which takes four,
and the bullpen, which takes 18. All of them old.
We've rapidly run out of roster space.
You know, that's a problem that Krivsky has, actually.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is a problem.
I mean,
that
they
Krivsky
had
has.
Three outfielders on the 40-man
yep.
roster.
Good for them. That Dunn is durable.
One of them was Griffey. I mean, talk about...
Talk about dodging a bullet on that one. Man, it's been a dodging a bullet kind of a season. That switch to right field really seems to agree with him.
Yeah, definitely.
That's nice.
Definitely.
I'd like to see him...
I had some other thing I was going to say.
You could try first base, but he's a lefty, too.
Oh, this is it. Votto has also been taking time in the outfield.
Oh, really?
Left field.
Uh-oh. That's no good. Why, Johnny? Why? Why? No. Yes, why? Because, you know, I am not against the idea of dropping Dunn's salary. It's not like that. It's like this. I don't trust Krivsky to do anything with it other than sign Mike Stanton and Real Cormier and...
Rick White.
And even to a lesser extent, Guardado. I mean, we are going to have a bunch of, you know, 40-something relief pitchers... signed to 3-year contracts.
Oh, come on. It's not just relief pitchers.
Sorry, 2-year contracts with an option.
It's not just relief pitchers.
$500,000 buyout.
There's middle infielders, too. Juan Castro.
Oh, yes, Castro.
What was the other guy from last year?
Oh,
from the
well,
Nationals.
You know, we've had... there was a lot of them last year because there was Womack.
I know, but the really bad one. Oh, Womack, I forgot about.
Oh, you don't forget about Womack. He started the season. He was all up in there. Yeah. But you're thinking about Royce Clayton, I believe.
Clayton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a plethora of those. And, of course, you know, there's always the money they've got to spend on extending Marty's contract.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if the Reds actually pay him or not. But it's just funny when that's the big news. Woo!
Yeah, so Conine's gone, and they got two singly guys. That's, you know, that seems like it's 20 days later than it should have been.
Well, who cares though? As long as he gets on their postseason roster.
And good. Oh, I'm happy.
He cleared.
He's moving
to a nice
first place team.
Mm-hmm. And you know, hopefully, he can do something to help out.
It'd
with
be pretty cool. Go out winning another World Series or something.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Here's something funny.
What is it?
Red Leg Nation linked to it. It's an ESPN.com poll called "Face of the Franchise."
Yeah,
it's a little poll. Who is the? It's for all the teams, but for the Reds, who is the face of the Cincinnati Reds? You can vote for Adam Dunn, Friel, Griffey. Sure, you know those are big guys. And
I
Hamilton,
so.
He's a new one.
Yeah.
And Juan Castro.
Juan Castro.
Absolutely
Juan
should
Castro?
Be the clear cut winner.
Juan Castro doesn't even freaking start. Hello.
He's on the DL for the rest of the year. Doesn't matter.
He didn't.
He
didn't.
Is the Cincinnati Reds.
You know what? That's an excellent point. He is the representative player on this team. He sums up everything that Wayne Krivsky wants and is striving to make this team. And not only that, he sums up everything the team has managed to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of a lot of motion, not a lot of progress, a lot of kind of
trips to the DL.
Yeah,
past glory.
Sure.
Used to be good.
Past glory.
Or used to be better.
And a lot of like flashes of being good, but lack of results.
Mm-hmm.
I think is probably what I'm getting at. So yeah, that is actually a far more astute entry into the options than I would have expected. I hadn't thought of that.
That was the first thing I thought of. Like, yeah, he should win. I don't know if ESPN was smart enough to realize it. Probably not.
No, it's probably a coincidence. Yeah, they're like, who the hell else is on the Reds? I don't know.
He's the
Castro?
Winner by far. Juan Castro is everything.
Everything
that
the Reds
has done
are.
To the Reds.
He represents the Reds. Where's Javi? I miss Javi. you know, you can check back to see how JD votes. Really? Man, that's fame right there.
Did it have him listed?
Yeah.
Huh.
What the hell? Where's the part where you can check back to see how Red Hot Mama votes? Yeah, well, whatever. Red Hot Mama would be voting for Juan Castro because Javi's not on there. Look, see Trend.
Rob Nyer of ESPN, C Trend of the Cincinnati Post, JD of the Red Reporter, and Eric Young of Baseball Tonight. Wow.
Oh, that's a illustrious company right there.
Huh.
I'll tell you what. Cool. Well, we want to make this a short episode tonight, so we've hit the trade. We've talked a little bit about the game. We talked a little bit about the depressingness of Juan Castro being the face of the Reds. Really, your glumness, I think, is showing, despite your chuckling. That's not glum. That's growl.
Oh, sorry.
So what about the standings? Can we hit those real quick?
Sure. The Reds suck. Pirates suck worse. Houston
sucks,
too.
Hey, look, the Reds
too.
Are only a 9 out instead of 9.5 out.
And
like
then
they
the
have
Cubs,
so
Milwaukee,
long.
And St. Louis all about suck the same.
Can you believe the Cubs are in first place? Holy crap, holy.
Whatever. They've...
And yet the universe hasn't ended. I don't understand.
Well, they made it to the playoffs just a few years ago and choked.
No, there's...
Blaming it on fans, like...
Yeah.
Geez,
gotta love
grow
that.
A pair.
It's classy.
Yeah, Milwaukee. The fan. Like, yeah, that's right. Just keep telling yourself that.
Milwaukee is...
100 years will be here and gone before you know it.
Falling. What are they... they're just a half game back. How about the Cardinals, man?
Cardinals are 3
they're
back.
Freaking terror.
They... have, yeah.
You called it, man. You
They're the
it.
Only ones I can see really mounting a challenge to the Cubs.
See what I'm really...
And perhaps it is just because the Cubs are winning. They're like, what? Oh, no, you didn't.
It could be. Or it could be Rick Ankiel. He might be the key to everything.
Sold his soul like in Damn Yankees.
But if it's like in Damn Yankees, he'll get it back.
All the better.
Oh, that's awesome. So, What do you think about La Russa as being the Reds manager?
That'd be okay. Though it could be... as long as Dave Duncan comes, I wouldn't care too much.
Yeah, really? I'm like, screw La Russa, let's get Dave Duncan.
I would be a little concerned that it would be a thing that would happen where, like, this was a guy who used to be good.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, he's been doing
it would
pretty
be great,
recently.
It would be great to have a manager who's actually won...
Something?
Ever.
Anything?
And they haven't had that. McCannon, no. Naren, good lord, no. Miley, of course not. He was a AAA guy. Bob Boone, hell no. Never won a damn thing.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but you think how many...
I want a guy with a winning tradition. I don't care if managers don't really win games. I don't know that I buy that so much, since some managers tend to win more than others.
Well, how many managers with a winning tradition are out there?
Well, they're kind of expensive, which is why the Reds will never get one.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of Dave Duncan, though, because I tell you what...
Joel Pinero.
There's a whole lot of bad pitching in the Reds last, well, forever. And he does some magical things. He picks up pitchers, and it's like... It's like when people come to Cincinnati and they magically can hit. It's like they go to Dave Duncan and suddenly they can pitch. Anyway, but that's something we'll have to look forward to in the off season once all of this painful mess of the 2007 season is over and we can get on with our lives. And speaking of things being over, the Reds game is wrapped up with a final score of 14-4 with the Braves on top, of course, and out hit the Reds only 17-10.
Well, that's not too bad.
So, you know, if the Reds had turned every single one of those hits into a run, they still would have lost.
That's right.
That's always good.
But Dunn did have a nice bit of two-out hitting.
Yeah.
Took it opposite field to drive in the run. That was in scoring position.
Yep. He does that occasionally. More now than he used to.
Well, tomorrow they're going up against the Braves again.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be with better pitching, because it was like that game was over before it began. 8 runs in the first 2 innings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's painful.
It's like Stanton started or something.
No, Stanton just well, that's funny because he's on the front page there. It makes it look like he's the prospective pitcher. Yikes! Yeah. But yeah, so we'll look forward to seeing the rest of the Braves game. And you know, the Reds have won their last two series, so it'd be really exciting to see them win the next two games and take the series from the Braves. Not counting on it, the Braves are a pretty good team. But then again, you know, the Brewers are a pretty good team too. So as with the Cubs, so who knows?
We'll see.
And then what's after the Braves?
Marlins.
The Marlins. Oh, that ought to be a good time. We'll look forward to that. All right, so everyone, keep on hanging in there. You know, even though these games kind of suck. But keep on hanging in there because, you know, they're bound to trade Hatterberg any day now.
That's right. The 31st is coming up.
That's the real deadline right there. Okay, so keep on the lookout for a trade of Hatterberg. Hang in there and go Reds!
The Red Hot broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.